so much better when you're with one another. With,
yes.
When you're together and gathered together. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Praise
yes,
God.
Yes.
So I want you to have your Bible and say this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
The Bible is God's Word.
The Bible is God's Word.
The Bible is God's Word speaking to me.
The Bible is God's Word speaking to me.
Today I can have what it says I can have.
I can have what it says I can
have. I can be what it says I can be.
I can be what it says I can
go where it says I can go.
I can go where it says I can go.
I will not leave you the same.
I will not leave you the same.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now touch somebody with your Bible. Reach out and rally your storms. Raise your hand if you're believing for a harvest in here. Time and harvest. Keep those three things in mind this morning as I teach. Seed, time, and harvest. Seed, time, and harvest. Everyone, raise your hand that you are looking for and ready for your harvest, but there are seasons that we go through until that harvest. And some of us are in different seasons of that harvest. So I want to bring you to the seasons of harvest, and maybe you'll find yourself in one of these seasons right before harvest, or maybe you're in harvest. But what is harvest again? Harvest is when you can see it, touch it, feel it, taste it, and you can give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
You can give the seeds to somebody else. Think about corn. When corn is all ready, how many of you have ever shucked corn? Or you've ever... is this corn, hon? Hand shuck? Shucking corn. You know, if corn, when it's done, you plant a corn seed, you're going to get more corn. Right?
Yeah.
And so we want to this morning give you the five seasons until harvest. First of all, it says in Genesis 8:22, this is our text, while the earth remaineth, God's word says, seed, time, and harvest. Now, time, say time.
Time.
Time is between planting a seed and the harvest. And that time is what we really have to take care of the seed. Oh, baby. It's that time where things can come in and take that seed, or a thief can come and take that seed, a goat can come and eat that seed, fowls of the air can come and pluck that seed out. And so the seed time and harvest, and his word goes on to say, and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. So this morning we're going to talk about the different seasons. The first season, I'll name all five of them right now. It's impartation, meditation, revelation, opposition, and then manifestation or harvest. Manifestation is harvest. When you can see it, feel it, you're believing for healing, you got it. You're healed. The doctor says, don't come back. You're boring. The surgeon says, well, we were going to cut you open, but there's no sense now because you're healed. We don't have to take that out because it's gone.
Yes.
Right? So that's a good thing, isn't it? All right, so the first thing is, everybody say impartation.
Impartation.
What is impartation? Impartation is planting a seed. Planting a seed. Planting a seed. You've got to plant a seed before you can have a harvest. And you've got to know what seed you're planting. If a farmer wants corn, a crop of corn, he does not plant a watermelon seed. He doesn't plant a plum seed. He plants a corn seed. So if you're in need of healing, you got to find the healing seed. If you're in need of prosperity or financial increase, you got to have a financial seed. There are plenty of these seeds in God's Word. This God's Word is a bag of seeds.
Yes.
And I am just a sower. All I am is a sower. Right? I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just obeying what God told me to do. Right? I'm just throwing seeds out there, right? And wherever they may fall. Because there's actually a quarter of you that are going to get this morning, according to God's word. There's only one out of four. I'm going to show that. You don't believe me? I'll show you. Mark chapter 4, verses 3 through 9. It says, hearken. Everybody say, hearken.
Hearken.
Behold, there went out Pastor Jim to sow. It says it right in there. Pastor Jim was sowing the seed. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground.
Okay, what is it for?
where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Right? And some fell among thorns. Right? Among thorns. Thorns are terrible, aren't they? Boy, they're nasty. They hurt. And the thorns grew up, and it choked it. Choked the word, and it yielded no fruit. But others fell among and on good ground. Say, good ground.
Good ground.
Say, on good ground. And it did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. So don't be one of those this morning that is not receiving the word. All right? Don't let fowls of the air this morning be trying to steal the word. Right? I was in school at Rhema, and I heard the word over and over and over again, but many times the enemy plucked it out of my soil of my heart.
Right.
I sat in healing school sick. Listen to me. I sat under the word and reading the book and studying Christ the Healer, and I was miserable. I was in pain. I was seeing stars. But you know what the instructor told me to do? Stay under the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Position yourself under the word, because you can't get the seed unless you're under the word.
That's right.
So I did what he said, and I stayed there, and I thank God for it, because it got in here.
Amen.
It got in the soil of my heart. See, it's not here. It's not mental ascent, but it's down here.
Amen.
Rhema, where you know that you know that you know that you know, and nobody can take it away.
Amen.
That's where you need to get, right down here in the soil of your heart, where you know you get. You get rhema, you get revelation. You can see yourself. You know it. You know it's going to happen. No devil can take it from you. Nobody can take it from you. No bad report can take it from you. And that's where we got to be. Amen. So it says in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing. But it says, and hearing. He said, it comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It doesn't come by just having heard one time. So it's important for you to keep hearing it, keep hearing it, keep hearing it, keep hearing it. That's how it gets into your soil of your heart. Keep hearing it, keep hearing it. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were. By his stripes you were healed. By his stripes you were healed. If you were, then you are. And if you are, then you is. The word of God is a seed. Remember, I'm sowing. By his stripes you are healed. You are healed right now. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Now it's falling on soil. But be one of those that are on good soil. Receive it with gladness. And today go home and water it, meditate on it. So there's number one is impartation. Number two, anybody know what it is? Got the notes? Meditation. I know who got the notes and read it. Meditation. Say meditation. Now meditation, the world's idea of meditation is sitting on the floor with their legs crossed and humming. That's never got anybody healed. That's never got anybody born again. That's never really done anything truthfully in the spirit. No. God's view of meditation is his word. What this word says in Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law, but in our case in the new covenant, his word, 1 Peter 2:24, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. How often?
Day and night.
Day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Prosperous? Are you a prosperity preacher? The word prosperous actually means peace. Peace. And then thou shalt have poor success. What? Good. Good success. Underline the word meditate. The word meditate there in Hebrew is the Hebrew word, I'll say it. I said it before, I'll say it again. Hagah. Turn to somebody and say, Hagah. Accent on the second syllable. Hagah. This word, so important, this is what it means. It means, this is what we do with the word. To ponder, imagine, mutter, roar, speak, study, talk, and utter. utter. What are uttering the words? I'm healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed.
That's right.
You're in your car, you're uttering the word. I'm healed. You get a pain, you get a bad report, you utter. I'm healed. I feel the healing virtue of Jesus flow through my body right now. I do that every morning. I say that out loud as I'm getting ready. The healing virtue of Jesus is flooding through my bloodstream to every organ and fiber and muscle and cell. I'm cancer free. No more. No. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And when you say it, believe it. What does that mean? When you say it, see it. Because believing is seeing. I see myself as healed. You've got to see yourself what the word says. You are healed. You are healed. You are running. You are walking. You are eating what you couldn't before.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
You are healed. So we need to profess our healing in prayer. Just spend some time with the Lord saying, thank you, Lord. Your word says that I'm healed, therefore I am healed. Thank you, Lord. Okay, what's number three?
Revelation.
Revelation. We've got to, it goes right along with this, to see yourself healed. It also works for who you're praying for. See a person that you're praying for as the healed of the Lord.
Yes.
Pray for others. Pray for them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now, I was in a group one time, and this was a show, and this was supposed to be a Christian group, and we were all gathered together, and this person said, now, we need to send good vibes towards so-and-so because they're sick. And I thought, vibes?
Yeah.
Let's send good thoughts towards them. So we all sat, she wanted us to all sit on the ground and say good vibes or something. And I sat there and I looked at her. And she looked at me, like, I'm not going to do that. There's nothing that has to do with Jesus in there at all. There's nothing, no. There's no vibe. It's the name of Jesus. It's the word of God that heals us.
Amen.
And so we got to be careful what people are promoting. You know, in the guise of healing, we have to say it's in the name of Jesus and using the word of God. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Ephesians 1:18 says this, the eyes of your understanding. Now, let's underline that and look at that, what this means. The eyes of your understanding. Not talking about the outer eyes. Everybody has outer eyes, right? But the inner eyes. You are a new creature, and the real you is living in this earth suit. You're looking out through these windows.
Yeah.
Can you get that? That's a revelation right there. That'll answer a lot of questions for you right there. You live in this earth suit, and here's a revelation. The earth suit's going to give you trouble. Right? Try fasting. It'll give you trouble. Right? Try getting in the Word every day. Try doing that. It'll give you trouble.
Amen.
So we're living in these earth suits, but one day, hallelujah, we'll be out of these earth suits. And we'll say, oh, sweet by and by, glory to God. And no more worrying about the waistline, no more worrying about wrinkles, no more worrying about aches and pains, right? But right now, we're living in this earth suit, right? Yeah, glory, that day is coming, but you know, we're living here right now. So, you know, we need to have the healing virtue right now. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Think about that.
Yes.
What is his will? His word. Think about that. This morning we're talking about five seasons until harvest. We're on Revelation. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That is your inner man looking out through these eyeballs. The real you is looking out through these eyeballs. I've said it before. I've been in the presence of people, right, before they going on to be with the Lord. This woman I'm thinking about, I went to see her in the hospital, and she was ready to go. And she had lived a good life. She was a godly woman. And I went to her bedside, and I said, and she was doing the death rattle. You know, you've been that, seen that before. And she was ready to go. And I went to her bedside, and I got her attention. She looked at me, and I said, are you ready to go? Are you ready? She said, oh, yes, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And I said, then go. I gave her permission. I gave her permission. I said, I'm not keeping you back. Your family knows everything's in order. So just go. And what happened was this. I sat there. All of a sudden, her eyes closed. And I heard this. It's like that. You know what I'm talking about. And they were gone. They were, oh, she had a smile on her face, peace on her face. Her face was glowing. And she was gone. She was in the presence of the Lord. Right? So that's a wonderful thing. Now, I was in the presence of a witch one time in the hospital. A literal witch that I went to see. See, I've had a lot of experiences in the ministry. I've done a lot of things. But I was called, her daughter wanted me to go and talk to her about the Lord. And so as I was going to the hospital, I was praying in the Holy Ghost. As fear tried to get on me, I thought, is she going to levitate? Is she going to spit on me? Is she going to come out, like Halloween and grab me? So all these thoughts were, all these imaginations, like squirrels, just all over. And so I'm casting down imaginations, and I'm praying in the name of Jesus, and I'm speaking the blood of Jesus. I thought all these things. I went into the door. She was laying peacefully with her eyes open on the bed. And I went over to her, and I called her by name, and I said, look, you're going to be dying pretty soon. She'd served Satan all of her life. And I said, you're going to die pretty soon. And I said, you got to know where you're going. And I said, do you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And I'm ready for her to jump up, And she smiled, and she said, yes. Just like that. Yes. And I let her in the sinner's prayer. She prayed for her. She was born again. And 20 minutes later, she died. She died. I found out later that her daughters had come in earlier, and she was complaining that her feet were on fire. That her feet were just on fire. What was happening? She was going down. People are at the brink of death and life. She was snatched up from that hell. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. We need to know that there's a choice. There's a dangerous, thing. But praise God, I was put in the right place at the right time. And now she's in heaven. And the nurses said that her face just shone. Her body was like glowing, smile on her face. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
Praise God. Revelation. And so as we read the Word of God and we're planting the seed, we get a revelation of the Word. We get a rhema word in us. We get a rhema word. You know what I'm talking about, a rhema.
Yeah.
Nobody else, it's not somebody else's book that you've read. It's your book that you've written. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. I've talked to some people before. If they read the Word and you're meditating in the Word, the Lord will show you what you're called to do. He'll show you your calling. What are you called to do? What is your purpose, if you will? What are you called to do? He'll show you that and bring you into that calling. And what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints? Now, underline the word enlightened, because in the Greek, this is a Greek word, it's photizo. 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 Say photizo.
That's
where we get the word photograph. Photograph. Photography. Photograph. It means, this is interesting, it means to shed rays, to shine or to brighten up, to illuminate or bring to light. It also means make to see. Make to see. So that's what the Word of God does when you're meditating in the Word. This is the seasons of harvest. Yeah. You're looking at it, and all of a sudden, you see what you didn't see before.
Yes.
Have you ever done that before, where you see something in the Word you've never seen before? Because you're getting revelation. You're getting photizo. So the Word of God is the seed, and you got to see your seed. As that's the most important thing, is that seed of healing has to be planted. So keep listening to it over and over and over again, and be with other saints like we are that are on the same boat.
Yes, yes.
We're on the same ship. Yes. That's what fellowship is. Fellowship. You're on the same ship. We've either all been through something like you're going through, or going through something like you're going through, right?
Yes.
Don't think you're going through something that has never been done before, or because all of us, there's nothing new under the sun. We've all been through things. So be with a good company that can say, I've been through that, but look, I came out on the other side.
Amen.
I came out on the other side. I can tell people with cancer, that's not the final say.
No,
it's never the final say. The report of a physician is never the final say.
That's right.
Never, never. His will for you is to be healed, to live long and finish strong.
Yes.
Live long and finish strong. You don't have to sit in a chair by a window and look out and say, oh, my former days. Come to Heirs of Promise. Get excited. And just be used by God of things, okay? And I know you don't want to hear this next one, number four. What is it? We don't want that. As charismatics, we don't want it. Opposition. Rocky, opposition, right? You're going to be in a fight, especially if you have a call on your life, especially if you come to Heirs of Promise. How many had a hard time coming to church this morning? Be honest. You had a hard time coming to church this morning. It's like the man that woke up in the morning and he turned to his wife and said, honey, I don't want to go to church today. Honey, why? Oh, I'm just coming up against a lot of things and I just don't like the way, you know, that pastor, he just doesn't look good. I just don't like the coats he wears. I just don't like it. I don't like the people. I don't like, and well, this joke isn't going to work now because I ruined it. I was supposed to say, well, the wife turns and says, well, you got to go, honey, you're the pastor. You got to go. You got to go to church. But I love coming to church. I love Heirs of Promise because I get the time to teach and preach. I'm getting it. Hey! Such a good church. Yeah, thank you. But opposition, you're going to get opposed by a thief. He's only a thief, and you know the good news is he's already under your feet. He's already defeated.
That's right.
Amen. All he can use is lies.
That's right.
All he can say is, I'm not defeated. But he's defeated. He's under your feet. In fact, go like this. That's where he's at.
Amen.
He's under your feet. We had a cockroach in our house the other night. And I always know there's a cockroach in the house because everybody goes, I'm the cockroach killer. Yeah, I'm the cockroach killer. And a palmetto bug. You know palmetto bugs are only Florida, right? So, and this one, and this is after I treated the house. You know, I got that stuff. You know, so he came out and, you know, he didn't like that spray, I guess. So, anyway, we stepped on him. Either I did or Josh stepped on him and threw him out onto the sidewalk area. And he's just laying like this. You know. I found out something. They're sneaky. They act like they're dead. They know. They're possum. Yeah. Because I went up there in the morning, he was gone. And I don't think somebody took him. I think he just... That's how they walk. Walk right there. You know, scientists have said that the only thing that would outlast a nuclear blast is a cockroach. Yeah. So, it's true. I'm preaching the truth. Opposition. Listen, John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Is that what the word says?
Yes.
The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. He's trying to steal your healing. He's trying to steal your victory. Trying to steal you from not coming this morning and getting this good word. Trying to steal your finances. Trying to steal your family. Trying to steal your joy. Trying to steal your hope. Trying to steal your dream. Yeah. I'm telling you this morning, those things are going to be restored this morning. Your joy is going to be restored. Your health and your healing. Your prosperity. Everything that the devil has stolen, the Lord is restoring this morning. He's restoring even the youth that was stolen in your youth. Things that happened to you in your youth, he's restoring. The years of the cankerworm stolen, he's restoring. He's restoring in these days. He's restoring your youth. He's restoring the days and the cankerworm had stolen. He's restoring that to you. All the dysfunction, all the things that have happened and that has caused you dysfunction, the Lord is restoring everything the devil has stolen. Hallelujah. So, it says in Ephesians 6:16, above all, what do we do? Taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. When fiery darts come, We do what the Word says. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5 says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Every thought into the obedience of the Word of God. What does the Word say? I think we should get a bumper sticker that says that. What does the Word say?
Yeah.
In every situation, ask yourself, what does the Word say?
I
go to my wife and say, somebody in the church doesn't like me. They just don't like, I know they don't like me. And my wife is so good. She's always just a wonderful wife. She says, that's a lie. That's a lie. She says, that's not true. That's not true. And I'm so glad that God brought me a wife like this, because she tells me the truth.
Yeah.
She says, that's not true. That's just a lie. Yeah. And it ends up being a lie. So think about that. You have people in your lives you think are against you, that they're not against you. Don't let the devil steal your joy by giving you those bill of goods and those lies. Because the only thing the devil can do is lie. If it's trying to steal, kill, or destroy your joy, or pluck out the seed that God's planting in your heart, it's not of God. So think about this. Always refer back to the Word. Does it say this in the Word? Is it Philippians 4:8? Whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtuous, or full of praise, think on these things. If it's not, then quench it. Quench the dark. Pull it down in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
That's the way to walk in victory. Remember, that seed is planted. We're talking about the five seasons. Now, that opposition is going to come. When you plant that seed, opposition is going to come. Things are going to come by. People are going to come by and say, you believe in that healing stuff? Well, Sister So-and-so was a piano player in a church for 50 years, and she got sick. People always do that. They'll play that card. I'm like, okay, well, that happened to her, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen to me.
That's right.
That doesn't mean it's going to happen to me. You are you. You are you. In your situation, you know your situation. Praise God. You give your testimony. When you give your testimony, somebody says, that can't happen. You say, well, it did happen because I was there. It's my testimony.
That's right.
The Lord healed me. I know I was there. So it's important for us to know that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we've got to do something when that fiery dart comes. As that fiery dart tries to hit into your thought life, always realize that the enemy uses fiery darts to try to steal the seed of the Word of God from planting and getting ground. If you look at a seed, we used to do this in biology, or where you put a seed in, you know, soil, and you watch the seed, a bean seed. You ever seen a bean seed grow? Bean seed? They start turning. It's amazing. God's plan. It turns to face down, and the roots start going down first. It always starts going down. The roots go down first before the plant comes up. Isn't that amazing? It starts to move. It starts to move. See, we're a moving church.
Yeah.
Man, we're a moving church. We move. I love you. We have a little wildfire, but that's okay. I like wildfire. At least we're not a cemetery. Wildfire's good. I love energy. I love, you know, getting excited about Jesus.
Yeah.
And so you see this seed and the roots start growing down. Some of you are in a place where the roots are growing down.
Yes.
Of healing. The roots are going down. There, it's happening.
Yes.
It's happening. It just hasn't poked through the soil yet. It's in there. Take care. Take care of that seed. Keep watering it. Take care of it. Pull out those rocks and those weeds that are around it. Be careful that people don't sow weeds around your seed. Pluck them out. Take care of that seed because it's growing. And it's at the most tender place because it's the seeds are going down, and pretty soon there's a little thing comes right out of the soil. It's just a little green sprout. It's so tender. But every oak tree was once an oak seed. Every huge oak tree at one time was that little seed. So when you have that tree and it's growing, it's the manifestation of God's word and healing. And it's finally come to pass, and you are the healed of the Lord. You tell others about it. You tell others about it because they need the seed that is off of your tree to plant in their heart. I was, you know, Brother Hagin, I heard about his testimony. He did for him, he can do it for me. If God healed him, he can heal me. If God healed me, he can heal you.
Yes.
Right? We have people in here that have been healed of cancer.
Amen.
He can heal them, he can heal you.
That's right.
Right? So don't get discouraged. But don't let the devil keep you away from church.
Come on.
Don't let the devil keep you away, because this is where the seed is being watered. It's being fertilized. Right? It's being fertilized. So the main result is finishing of your faith. It says in Hebrews 12:2, and I'm going to close with this. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and what?
Finisher
of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, he had a vision, the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So we have to realize that there is a finishing, there is a place we're going where we have that healing on the inside, and we become that healing tree where we can house other people under the limbs of the trees so that they have shade, and also give them the seeds so they can also be on their journey of sowing seed into the soil of their heart. See, it's all very simple. We are the soil. God's word is the seed. Amen?
Yeah.
We have to have the sun, and we have to have water of the word. Amen? So God is always watching over his seed to perform it. Isaiah 55:10 says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So you see, I'm sowing the word. The sower sows the word, right? So I don't know how many are in here. We got a good crowd this morning, but a fourth of you should be planted in a good soil. But I'm believing for more than a quarter. I'm believing for 80-90%. You got it. So the seed is planted. So now you got to take care of that seed. Water that seed. Feed it with fertilizer. And stay under the sun. And don't let the devil steal that seed. Don't let the devil discourage you or pluck that seed out of your heart. Because the seed, your healing is in the seed. Everything you need is in the seed of God's word. Did you get anything out of that?
Yes.
You're a good soil. Stand up if you're a good soil this morning. You're a good soil.
Good soil.
Good soil. So, as a saying,